The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good? Yeah? Awesome. So, do you guys know what the law is? What's the law?
It's like rules to keep everyone safe.
Rules to keep everyone safe. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good definition of it. You got another one?
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
That's a good example of a law, right? Or rule? Good. So what other examples of rules do we have either in the classroom or at home or in life?
In the classroom, you don't want to shout when the teacher's talking and you don't want to run.
Don't shout when the teacher is talking and don't run. Yeah, that's a good rule. What rule do you got?
Don't get up when the teacher's teaching.
Don't get up when the teacher's teaching. That's probably a good rule, huh? What rule do you know? You need to stop at a red light, yes. So tell me now, no more examples, why do we have these rules, these laws? What's the purpose of them?
To keep us safe.
To keep us safe. So if nobody stopped at a red light, that's problematic, isn't it? Right?
To keep it fair.
To keep it fair, yes. So if, so when you raise your, like everyone's doing now, you raise your hand and wait for it to be called on, right? Because if everyone started yelling at the same time, whoever was the loudest would be the first called on, and so a quiet person might not be able to be heard. So yeah, we have to keep it fair too. What are the purpose? What's the purpose when Jesus gives us a law? You have an idea? I've called on you guys. What's Jesus' reason for giving us laws? To make us like his disciples. Yes, very good answer. So the rules that Jesus gives to us are important, aren't they? Because what these rules do, what these laws do that Christ has given us, is to turn, to make us more like him. Does anyone know the two biggest rules or laws that Christ has given us? Someone I haven't called on. That you shouldn't be mean to others. That would fall under them. But there's two specific rules that I'm thinking of that he's given us. Hmm? Love, but what? It's broken into two parts. Can you remember them? No. What do you got? No, that's not what I'm looking for. There's two. Christ said to love this and love this. What are the two greatest commandments? Love God and?
Love yourself.
No, not love yourself. We're supposed to get rid of that. What? Neighbors, yes. So it's love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two greatest commandments. All the Old Testament laws basically come down to that. Love God and love your neighbor and as yourself. And the reason that these exist is so that we become more and more like Christ. And so why do we have to become more and more like Christ? Any ideas?
To learn
Yeah, that's part of it, so that the world would be more peaceful. Because the more like Christ we are, the more saintly we are as individuals, the more we're going to influence the world around us and be that source of peace and calmness in the world, right? Why else are we? Why else do we need to be like Christ? Yeah, so that we can get rid of wars. Yes, what else you got?
So there won't be any
world wars. So no world wars? Any other ideas not related to war?
So there's no more problems.
So there's no more problems? That's a big part of it, but there's you guys are missing something even bigger than what's here on earth. Yes, that's the biggest reason we need to be like Christ. So that we can get to heaven, so that we can see God face to face, so that we can be friends with Him.
And also, so people can show love to others.
Yeah, those are the laws. Show love to one another. Good. That's it. Those are all the questions. So to sum it up, the whole point of the law that Christ has given us is so that we can be like Him, so that we can one day be in heaven with Him, right? And so there's some extra goodies that come from that, like peace on earth. That's kind of part of that. Our lives are much better when we follow Christ and we are like Him in all things as much as we can be.